Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be happy that you did because Barbara Weldman is here. Barbara is the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2007 edition, which she's written the whole series on small business taxes and has now for over 10 years, at least as long as I've known her, and I think probably longer than that. A number of books, and the new ones are coming out. She's the author of a number of other books as well, including an outstanding book on eBay and a bunch of different books. It's a small business, a specific small business book. I'll get her to remind us about that one in just a minute, but she's our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much.
And now, Barbara, I know you're an attorney. Mm-hmm. Do you consider yourself to be a tax attorney?
Well, I have focused on taxes for my whole career, more than 30 years.
Right. And so now the new book, the 08 books, will be out soon, right?
Correct. They'll be out within a few weeks.
But we're still dealing with 07, folks.
Well, today is the drop-dead mm-hmm. day.
mm-hmm.
So if anybody who had obtained a filing extension for 2006, today is the last day to file the 2006 income tax return.
For your personal income tax.
For your personal income tax.
If you had a corporate, you should have already.
If you had a partnership or a limited liability company on extension, today is the date.
Your corporation returns should have been done last month.
Correct. That was last month.
Right. So today's the day. It's the 15th of October. You had a six-month extension, and there is no more time left. What if, Barbara, what if you don't get it done today? What's the deal?
Well, what's going to happen is you're going to be subject to penalties. So the sooner you can do it, I mean, if it's going to take you another week or whatever, you're going to be subject to a late filing penalty. But again, the sooner you can act, the better.
Right.
And you can file electronically today. So, you still have time today, and if you can whip it up today, and that's
right.
Fine. But
can you push the button as late as 11:59 to midnight before midnight tonight?
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if there's going to be any kind of backup. My advice: don't wait till the last second.
Right. Of course, I guess you could do your taxes as you're driving down the road, have somebody driving you west, you know, where you've got more time in the other time zones. Or get an airplane and do your taxes in the air so that you can gain 3 hours that way, I guess.
I guess so.
You know me, I'm always trying to scam the system. So how many people are going to file electronically this year, do you know?
I don't have the exact numbers offhand, but Congress a number of years ago had set a target of 80% by 2007.
Right.
We are short of that, but I believe it's over 60%.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a significant number.
What about corporations, though? Business returns are supposed to can be filed electronically as well, can't they?
Well, actually, large corporations are mandated to file electronically. They don't have a choice.
Hmm.
But other corporations can opt to file electronically. So
do you have any idea how small business owners are doing with regard to filing business electronically?
I don't really know. I don't have a clue. It's a great convenience for you, and you have to recognize. I mean, if the large corporations are able to manage it, then certainly small businesses should be able to do it as well.
Do you file electronically?
I have filed some returns electronically.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And how do you find that process, that whole experience?
Well, it's an easy process. The free file process for people with income below a set amount and people in the military, they can file electronically for free, and it's it's really easy. And a lot of the filing is one step. In other words, you can file your federal and state return in one step. So it does. It really is a simple kind of thing. And what you do is when the return gets accepted, you get an acknowledgement, and that's your proof of filing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same as if you were to file your return with a certified receipt. You have your proof in hand. So that's really a good thing.
Exactly. Now, I have not done this electronically. It's been a long time since I actually prepared my own taxes. But I have not filed electronically, but I know people who have, and as you say, it's a pretty handy process. When we come back, I'm going to get Barbara to talk to us about the cost of filing, as opposed to the free version. And we got a lot more to talk about with regard to your small business taxes. It's 20 till the hour. Barbara Weltman is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
At least the mystery is gone.
Won't you come away with me? Oh, we are flying high.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. 2007-2008 version will be out real soon. Barbara, how long have you been doing the J.K. Lasser series?
Oh, about 12 years or so.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Well, yeah. You're coming up on a 10-year anniversary with us back in sometime in January, February, as
That's
I remember.
Right, March, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so so I know you were doing J.K. Lasser's at that point, so I knew it was over 10 years. And so that's a great franchise that you've got going there with the J.K. Lasser's, and I know so many small business owners have benefited from your tax advice and from the books that you produced. We were talking about e-filing,
mm-hmm.
and you said that the short version is free. So if I just wanted to file my taxes, I'd like the short form. Of version, is that free to individuals?
Well, it's not a question of the short form. It's a question of your income, and you may be able to do even a long form if your income is below the threshold. I think it's like $52,000 of the adjusted gross income this year. But many people prepare and can file their returns from their PCs using software such as TurboTax, A single free filing comes with the software. I mean, that's part of the package. But if you know, let's say you want to prepare your child's return, then you'd pay extra for the filing from using the
same
software.
And that's paid to a vendor that's powering this thing for the IRS?
Yeah, the money is not – the IRS does not charge. It's through the vendor, exactly.
They've got a vendor who's providing this, who's sort of white labeling this return for the IRS, right?
Correct. For example, preparers, if you go to your accountant who has enrolled in this system to enable the preparer to file electronically.
Right.
Preparer may or may not charge. It may be part of the fee or it may be a separate charge.
Right. What would be a fee? Let's say your adjusted gross income was $80,000. Could you have any idea what the cost would be for something like
this?
$5, $100, or
no? It's probably you're talking $25, $30. That's
right.
That's
and you
range.
Just give them a credit card, right?
You can charge the processing, yeah.
Right. Okay.
And that comes back to the idea of paying your taxes too. You know, if your return's ready to go today and you just don't have the money to pay the taxes, don't let that keep you from filing because you'll avoid the late filing penalty even if you can't pay. And there are ways to deal with that as well. There are different ways to pay the taxes. One is you can charge your taxes to a major credit card.
Mm-hmm.
The IRS doesn't charge you for this, but the processor, there are two authorized providers that can do this, and they charge a convenience fee. It's about 2.5%. So it's costly to do it. It's not worth the frequent flyer miles. but it's right. certainly a convenience. And if you know, if you're short of cash, you know, that's something to consider. The other way is you can ask for an installment agreement. If the amount that you owe is not, I think there's a $10,000 threshold. I'm not
right.
positive, but it's,
but if you owe $1,000 and you got and you don't have it all, you can say, here's $200. Can I pay the rest of it over the next 5 months or something like that?
Exactly. You can do that. And,
just put a note in there, right, with the money.
Well, there's a form to file to ask for an installment agreement. So
you can probably get that at IRS.gov.
You can get it right on the IRS website, and it's mentioned in the instructions to the form, so you can. It's
right.
easy to do, and you can include it as part of your return.
Barbara, let's talk about some year-end tax planning for 2007. What thoughts do you have on that?
Well, as people, business owners may not be aware, the Small Business and Work Opportunity Tax Act that was passed this year increased the limit for expensing the cost of equipment rather than having to depreciate it over a number of years.
Section 179.
The 179 deduction, exactly. It went up to $125,000.
Wow.
It had been pegged for $112,000 this year, but they increased it in the middle of the year going back to January 1. So that's a really great opportunity mm-hmm. for business owners. You know, if you can upgrade your equipment, you may be able to work more efficiently and make more money.
That's a very important tax law that was passed that I believe, Barbara, has contributed significantly to keeping America as competitive and as automated as it has become. Don't you think so?
Oh, I think it's an extremely important provision. There's no question about it. It has spurred businesses to continually improve their equipment.
Right.
And when people think of equipment, I want to point out, it's not limited to machinery. It could be your office furniture. It could be your computer.
Computers.
Your telephone
is software now included in that?
For the time being, it is.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real good thing.
Off-the-shelf software is
right.
included now.
Folks, when I started doing this show almost 10 years ago, this particular thing I don't even think existed. It just got started. About the time right after I started doing my show, as I remember, Barbara, and it was like actually, I think the very first year, Barbara, was even less than that, wasn't it? Wasn't it more like about 10,000 or 12,000?
It might have been 10, and then it went
yeah.
up to 25,000. That's
yeah.
exactly right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've come a long way, by $100,000 or so in less than 10 years. Stand by, Barbara. Quick break. Right back with our good friend, Barbara Weltman. That's BarbaraWeltman.com, right, Barbara?
That's correct.
Barbara Weltman, WELTMAN.com. Lots of outstanding information on many issues, not just taxes, at her website. I encourage you to go there and check it out, including you find all her books. There are many. Tintel, stay with us.
Do it no matter what the people say.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. First one is where you can find the show, and you can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog. We've got thousands of articles, thousands of archives. You can podcast them. We'll allow you to take fair use possession of the archives all the way back to 99, including a number of things that we've done with Barbara Weltman over the years, our guest this half hour. And, of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you can get small business answers right now. And Barbara is all over that website. She's deposited a lot of her outstanding information there. So check that out. Use it to your advantage. If you can get there, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us. No barrier to entry. You don't have to tell us who you are. It doesn't cost you any money. It's all free, thanks to our corporate partners. Barbara, we're talking about year-end tax planning and putting 06 to bed and getting ready to finalize 07 as we come to the end of the year. Barbara, there are a number of things that in the world of or in the area of retirement programs that need to be done before the end of the year. We may have already missed one deadline. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think we have, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, if you want to put away money in a qualified retirement plan, it's a good idea to set it up by the end of the year. I'm talking about for 2007, meaning if you want to have a 401k plan, even if you're the only person, if you work by yourself, you're a sole proprietor or whatever, and you work, and you want a 401k plan, you have to sign the paperwork by the end of the year if you want to make contributions for the year, even though you're not required to put any money in just yet. As you mentioned, it is too late to set up a simple plan for 2007.
Why do they make that? Why would a simple plan be the most difficult to set up? That doesn't make any sense to me, Barbara.
Because of the 60-day notice requirement to employees.
Yeah.
There's a requirement that you have to tell employees about it, and that's, you have to set up the plan by October 1st and give notice by November 1st, and that's just the way it works.
Yeah.
The only plan that you can set up after the end of the year is a SEP plan, an SEP. But if you want the most options, you really should act before the end of the year. For example, some people who are professionals who work alone, who make a lot of money, and want to sock away a lot on their own behalf, a defined benefit plan, the old pension plan kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
may make the most sense, but you really have, again, you have to sign the paperwork and really should explore your options now.
Who's doing, but how, I mean, defined benefit, that's like resurrecting a dinosaur.
You would think so, but believe it or not, for the major corporations have done away with them,
right.
Because it was too costly for the major corporations.
Incredible contingent liabilities.
Unbelievable. But
yeah.
On the flip side, for a professional, a dentist, an architect, and they're working by themselves,
right.
Or they may have
one. Well, you know it's not going to get out of hand because you're in control of it.
You're in control of it, and the money's going to you. You're
yeah.
putting, it's costing you money, but
right.
you're putting money away, getting this huge deduction, and so it's a really great tax shelter for you.
Mm-hmm. Barbara, now all this information in very simple English is in your small business taxes book, right?
J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes.
Small Business Taxes. So all this stuff is laid out in plain English for you folks. That's the reason why I encourage you to check it out. Tell us where the books are available.
The books are available at any bookstore or Amazon, Barnes & Noble, online or in the stores, any major bookstore. And you can link to anything through my website, BarbaraWeltman.com.
Now, I know you've got Small Business Taxes Made Easy and you got a number of others, but the one that really cuts to the chase on what we're talking about right now is the J.K. Lasser Small Business Taxes 2007.
Correct.
Yeah, so folks, check that out when you get a chance. Barbara, got about 1 minute left. What about tax planning for some more tax planning for the rest of the year?
For the rest of the year, don't ignore charity. You can make charitable contributions. Just note that this year, for the first time, you're required to have either an acknowledgement from the charity or a bank statement for any cash contribution. So throwing the money into the Salvation Army kettle,
mm-hmm.
it's a great thing to do, but you won't get a write-off for it.
Yeah, better off to write the check.
Write the check.
Yeah, absolutely. Barbara, give us that website one more time.
It's BarbaraWeltman.com.
Thank you, Barbara, for being here. It's always a pleasure. You do such a great job. And we thank you for more than 9 years of being an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. We'll see you next time.
You will.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.